strictly chopped off. This was pounded hominy that they used to make in tree stumps. Evidently, it wasn't just any tree, it was a special tree.
And that isn't what we call hominy grits?
Well, no,
something
I guess.
Something made out of corn that the Indians had.
It was something like that, but the closest thing to it now is called pearl hominy.
Oh.
But the Choctaws called this chompula. White man down there liked it and made it, and they called it Tom Fuller.
Yeah.
You probably heard this story before.
No, I hadn't.
Well, I have only a few. I thought probably I reflected this on Calvin's class.
No, I don't really remember that, honestly.
If you had lived around and heard some of these Indians talk, you'd think that was just the right thing to say.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, some of their customs are just fascinating to me.
You know, like for instance, anything that they don't like, you know, they use the word peachy. I can remember just a few things, you know, that they say, yeah, peachy.
So. Means something like no good?
Yes, that's what it means. Or if they don't like it, or anything that they don't like. People or anything, they call them peachy. White people, peachy.
You get some of these college students to think things are peachy over there.
Yeah.
We really have some semantic barriers. Mm-hmm. If you bought things in large amounts, how would you say you would buy them?
Large quantities?
Yeah. Any special term for this?
No.
In bulk, or?
Oh, yeah, you can buy things in bulk, whether there would be a big amount or a small amount.
Uh-huh. And leather, or belt, say, that isn't artificial leather, you say, is, it's not artificial leather, it's?
Real leather. And by the way, we couldn't find anybody that had a piece of leather big enough to make Lester a belt not long ago. I mean, we went to the places where they could just start from scratch and make them, and they didn't have a piece of leather big enough to make him a belt.
Oh.
So he got real smart, and he goes up here to the leather shop that we have and bought two belts just alike. And they took this leather, it was about this thick. So they took this leather and spliced it,
uh-huh,
and put it together, and there's no humping or anything on it. See,
mm-hmm,
worked out just fine.
Gee, that's
and
bad.
He could have been doing that all this time. He just yelled and screamed and hooped and hollered about a belt, see, and we couldn't find any to fit him. And now then we have them ordered from all over the country. We'll probably all just be coming in here one of these days, $3 and $4 a whack.
Hot dog.
Or $5. Calvin has one ordered from Stillwater, and Kelly has one ordered from someplace, and I never did order one from over. And Nora has one ordered from Brown Duncan, and yeah, that's what's going to happen to us. I just didn't order any because I knew what was going to happen.
He is.
Since this is a special order, it's double the money.
Yeah.
Hope he has the money to pay for all those.
Sorry it's late, but we've been breeding the calves. <for this. laughs>
Yeah, that's the deal.
Well, if I stop now, will you let me come back?
Oh, yes, you can come back anytime.
Good. Oh, what? Could I come back again this week?
Do we have anything brewing this week other than maybe going to see Marion?
I don't know. You know, Daddy's kind of.
We're getting homesick from Marion. He's been gone ever since school was out. And he has talked about it last weekend, and then